Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Thank you. custodian of the lands on which I record this podcast, and pay my respects to both Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, and their elders past, present, and emerging. Thank you. The description varied across newspaper accounts. The Great Bunyip question seems likely to be brought to a close as Mr. Stokela, an artist and gentleman who has come up the Murray in a small boat, states that he saw one and was enabled to take a drawing of this vexed question, but could not succeed in catching him. Us in mind of a hybrid between the water mole and the great sea serpent. Mr. Stokela, an artist, and his mother are on an expedition down the Murray for the purpose of making some faithful sketches of the views of this fine stream, as well as of the creatures frequenting it. Mother and son go down the stream in a canoe. The lady paints flowers. The son devotes himself to choice views on the river's side. One of the drawings represents a singular creature, which the artist is unable to classify. It has the appearance in miniature of the famous sea serpent, as that animal is described by navigators. Thank you. Mr. Stokela was about 25 yards distant from it at first sight, as it lay placidly on the water. On being observed, the stranger set off, working his paddles briskly, and rapidly disappeared. Captain Cadell has tried to solve the mystery, but is not yet satisfied as to what the animal really is. Mr. Stokela states that there were about 2 feet of it above water when he first saw it, and he estimated its length from 5 to 6 feet. Says that unless the creature is the musk drake, so called from giving off a very strong odor of musk, he cannot account for the novelty. Thank you. to write that all would be revealed in his diorama as an almost life-size portrait of the beast would be included. The diorama took him 4 years to paint and was reputed to be a mile long and made of 70 individual pictures. The diorama has long since disappeared and may no longer exist. Thank you.
A That's Not Canon Productions podcast.